You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We get this note from this guy. He says, call me Ron. Emily has already said she doesn't want to. What do you got against the name Ron?
It's so generic. Let's call him like Francois.
No, because I don't want to keep saying that.
Well, it's more fun.
Give me an easier name.
Let's call him Dave.
Oh, that really trumps Ron.
Whoa. It does.
Huge change.
No, like, Ron is like your
It's Ron Burgundy.
Like,
it's the greatest man of all time.
No, like, Dave is like the cute.
Just agree with her.
Dave it is.
Dave. Just agree with Emily.
Great name.
God, it's Dave, you guys. Dave.
Hey, I'm Dave. I have a drinking problem.
Anyway, so we're going to call him Dave. He's asking us to call his wife Shayla. Is that okay?
Shayla?
Stupid. Actually, that's from Sex in the City.
Let's call her Francois.
That was the name that Charlotte wanted to name her baby.
You know, I'm just going to throw this away and just talk about
the
Rockies or something in a second.
Dave and Tina.
Eat your tots, Tina. She was a llama.
All right. So anyway, here's the story. Dave, I was going to read his letter, but I've decided I'd rather just paraphrase it and talk about it. So apparently he's been married to Shayla for almost 8 years. Things are good. They're in a happy marriage. Blah, blah, blah. He doesn't mention anything about kids. I could have written back. I guess it's not important to the story.
They probably have crappy names.
So, anyway, but Dave has this new coworker, and he found out that the coworker, some woman, went to college with Dave's wife, Shayla, back in the great state of Texas, down there in the Lone Star State they went to school. And so this new coworker was like, oh, my God, you're married to Shayla. I went to school. I went to college with her, blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently this new coworker starts kind of talking and then talking a little bit more about her college days with the aforementioned Shayla. And although Shayla has never told Dave anything about college, he goes, yeah, I went, got my degree and blah, 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 blah. This coworker is offering up all sorts of details about the partying that did take place and Shayla's behavior.
She was popular on campus, was she?
Yes.
Oh,
she was a
Shayla.
Popular girl on campus.
That is a
if you know what I mean.
The coworker is saying all of this to Dave as if she's assuming Dave already knows all this. Like he's saying, oh, yeah, she told me all. She hadn't told him.
Oh,
he doesn't know anything.
Yeah, your wife was loose.
That was essentially what this conversation was about. So what he was asking us is, he said, well, I will read this last paragraph. He goes, is it wrong that I suddenly feel like I don't know my wife at all? That's one question.
Oh, God, Dave.
And then he says, would you confront her with this information? I hate to say it like this, but now I feel kind of dirty.
Yeah, I get that. I get it.
So, like, if you found out that Nicole
See, that's the thing. When we get these emails, I kind of try to place myself in Dave's position.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if I found out that Nicole was quite the minx on campus, and she's been with, you know, 20, 30 dudes, I'd feel dirty. A month. I wouldn't like that at all. Like, I would want to get into a bathtub filled with holy water and scrub myself down with a toothbrush.
Well, you should have done that a long time ago. It has nothing to do with your wife, Nicole. Fire.
Then I'd do it to her, too. Get in here with me. You need it.
Power scrubber.
I wouldn't like that.
The last 8 years of marriage has to account for something. And you guys can't have it both ways. You can't not want to talk about your past and go over those things before you get married. And then if something happens, then all of a sudden say, I don't even know you anymore. It's like,
well, wait a minute. Don't let me in with Jeremy because I disagree with Jeremy.
No, I'm saying,
you mean guys, the royal?
The umbrella of
dude kingdom.
So, because if it didn't come up, then obviously it was like, okay, what do you say, Dom? Hat forward, look to the future.
Turn your cap forward and face the future.
So, you know, if it's just coming up now, it sounds like perhaps they were in one of those situations where it's like, no, the past is the past, honey. I care about who you are now, and whatever you went through made you the person that you are today. And thank God bless the broken road.
I want to take calls on this, but I want to do a disclaimer. I want to get out of the way the whole thing about diseases. We're going to assume she did not bring a disease to this marriage, or I think he would know about it after 8 years.
Sometimes they don't show up for years.
I understand, Jeremy. I know about your particular issue.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
But it's still dormant.
But let's take that out of the equation so we don't have like 12 calls about disease. We're going to take that off the table.
I don't like that.
This is just about the whole knowing that your significant other, and in some cases it's the guy, was a total horn dog in college and you didn't know about it, does it bother you today?
Man, ignorance really is bliss, isn't it?
Ain't that the truth? Mm. And that's why I constantly say, I don't want to know stuff.
Right.
If my significant other has an affair, I don't even want to know.
People are allowed to be, like, you know, sexually entitled and have fun and you know, live their life. Oof. But then all of a sudden,
where's that holy water?
Yeah. Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I like his question about should he bring it up with his wife? Like, hey, I met your friend.
Yeah.
And you know what? When the wife finds out that he's working with her.
What's it going to hurt to ask her? Be like, just ask her why she never told me you were him. Why didn't you ever tell me this?
And if I'm the wife, I say, because it was none of your damn business.
Exactly. What difference does it make now? We've been together for 8 years.
See, that's the bigger issue here, is that Jeremy believes that what happened in Nicole's past is his business, right?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think it is your business.
I like to know everything about her.
But, you know, also we talk about...
I just like to talk.
Growing and changing... Shayla is a completely different person now than she was.
I agree.
Well, you don't know.
Well, she might not be, but...
She's a freak in a bed.
But,
but she's a lady in the streets.
There's one of those, like, turnstiles at her dorm room door, like they have at Elitch's. Clink, 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 clink.
So he's like, do I say something? Like, do I tell Shayla, hey,
Shayla, we need to talk.
It's like a Gin Blossom song. Found out about you.
Don't say Gin Blossoms without playing the Gin Blossoms.
Here's Sandy from Arvada. Hello, Sandy.
Good morning.
So what do you think about Dave's story?
I think ignorance is bliss, for sure.
Yeah. Well now, but now he's not ignorant.
That's too late now.
Yeah.
That's true, but I think he should still run with the fact that he's ignorant.
Yeah, but how's he going to do that now that every time he's getting it on with his wife, he's going to be thinking about 30 other dudes before him?
Well,
that's all it's going to be on his mind.
This same situation just last night. And
with 30 dudes?
I'm sorry?
What happened last night?
Well, it stemmed from another conversation, another argument, and it led into so much more information than I needed. And so now I'm actually going to be heading to the library to print off divorce papers.
Oh, TMI lead
there
to D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
There you go.
So you're saying from having a conversation, you found out things about your husband's past and it's making you divorce him?
Right. So I mean,
we don't need to tell us
the
story. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, do you really have to give it a week.
But I mean, if it was in his past before he met you, what difference does it make?
Because when someone else brings the past into the now relationship, like I understand having split parents and sharing,
right.
But
can't you print all that stuff off at home? You have to go to the library to do that?
Jeremy, that's not the point.
I was just curious.
That's not the point.
I was just curious.
Listen,
My printer's out of black ink.
Oh, okay. Well, then your story's legit.
Listen, I wish you all the best, Sandy, okay?
Well, thank you, guys. Have a great morning.
You too.
See ya.
Wow.
You know, the thing was with old Shayla here, I mean, she was allowed to do whatever she wanted in college because she wasn't with Dave. And all those men were in her past up until old coworker opened up.
I know,
her big
but
old
now
lab,
this
you know?
Is going to
yeah,
ruin
can
the
I,
present.
Can I say something here, too, that needs to be said? Are we acting as if Dave has no past?
Maybe he doesn't.
Oh,
maybe
please.
He's a nice church boy.
Oh, please.
You don't know.
So you're going to say that Shayla was the first woman he ever kissed?
Or maybe he's shared his past. Now he's like, why did I overshare and you didn't share anything?
I got news for you,
Sharing
cowboy.
Is caring, Dom.
I got news for you. Nobody shares everything. Oh, nobody.
Dave does.
If they say they do,
Dave
they're
does.
A liar.
Dave does.
You know
nobody shares everything.
You know what Dave is doing to his wife? You know what this is? Dave is slut shaming her.
Let's go back to the calls. Here
it's
is RJ from Denver. Hello, RJ.
Hey, you guys just said exactly what the key word is to me. Because I was telling, what's her name? That where I work, there's a guy who literally I watch him and it's just like a thing that I do to see what beautiful chick is he going to pull in tonight. Cause he pulls in a different chick like 4 to 5 times a week.
Where do you work?
And am I going to give that information? That would get myself in trouble. And
yeah.
And the guy, if the guy's listening and anyhow, brings in a different woman. I seen him come in with a woman, and they're all gorgeous women. I seen him come in with one that was literally Playboy material.
All right, wait, but so are you just jealous? Are you jealous of him?
Playboy material?
No, not at all. Because I was not the nicest guy when I was younger and done some things. But there's a lot of things that have happened since I was younger and when I was promiscuous. There's age. There's all kind of funky stuff. And I just think the honesty part is what's the most important thing, because if he's bringing in some stuff and just, you know, the stuff that he's doing, who knows what's going on. God,
I know.
Lord, I hope they're selling condoms.
No.
Settle down, RJ.
Because
you know why? Because these women, the one that he does end up with, it's not fair if she gets some disease.
Okay, right. But that's what if he doesn't have a disease? If we took disease off the table, so now it's just a matter of...
give me a break. You got to put a disease on the table if a guy's pulling five women.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not talking about your coworker, RJ. You can't look past him. Dave does not have a disease.
No, but Shayla might.
Oh, God. She doesn't have a disease.
You don't know.
It's been 8 years.
I think after 8 years, RJ, something's going to show up.
No.
Really?
Yeah, like a sore.
How would you know unless you get a blood test?
Oh, my God. I'm sure she has.
At the end of the day, they should be honest with each other before they get married. That's the way I look at it. They should be honest with each other about their past.
So you should give up your number. Did you give up your number to the lady you're with now?
I would always do it if it's brought to the table. Yeah. I just think it's fair.
What is your number?
Right thing to do. That way she makes a good choice.
What's your number?
What's your number, RJ?
Phone number?
What's your buddy's number?
Have a great day, Mr. Double Standard. You do not have to bring every single thing to the table when you give me. You don't tell them.
Why
scripture
not?
And verse of every single person you've dated
or
in your past.
It causes problems in the future, just like it is now. Just get it out there.
You're just nosy is your only problem.
I don't care.
Really, the number thing, I used to be pro-number, but now I'm like, hell to no.
What is this? Mind your own business. It's not your business until you meet them.
It's just going to ruin your future.
Here's Amy from Thornton. Hello, Amy from Thornton.
Hello. Hi.
What do you want to say about all this?
So, I think that it's all based upon trust. I mean, how does he even know he should trust this coworker on what she's saying?
Oh, sure.
You trust your wife instead of this coworker?
That's a good point. Although, there's not a matter of trusting the wife versus her, because he hasn't talked about it with his wife, so he doesn't know what her story is.
Right, but he's going to trust, but he's listening to what she says. I mean, and if he wants to know, maybe... I mean, ask your wife. Just say, "Hey, my new coworker says she goes to school with you," and then just see what his wife has.
Okay, so what if it's all true? How do you feel like their relationship is going to progress now forever?
If it's true, then the husband. I mean, I would think that if my husband loved me and cared about me, that he would think, he wouldn't think bad about me, and maybe that's why she doesn't want him to know, because she thinks that he's going to think bad about
her. Yeah, and she's a different person now.
Everybody has a past.
Thank you, Amy.
Why can't we have fun in college without it affecting our life?
But that was a lot. It sounds like a lot of fun, though.
Hey, you know what?
That's a long time ago. It's not like it's now.
It was only 8 years ago.
I don't think married holes stick in the mud now.
Yeah, and Jeremy's just jealous because his number is 2.
Yeah, it's like 1.5.
If he's going to bring up the past, then let's talk about his past.
Exactly. Why don't we just all forget about it? Their past begins the day they met. That's their past.
Exactly. Yep, and their future began the day that they met. I just think the things in the past happened in the past.
You have a great day, Amy. Thanks for being on the show. Appreciate that very much. We have time. We're going to squeeze in one more call, and it's Eli from Brighton. Hi, Eli.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. What do you want to say to all this?
Well, really, all I want to say is she's probably embarrassed about her past, and if she doesn't want to talk about it, she doesn't want to talk about it. And if he wants to, well, he's got, you know, a conversation piece. But what effect does it really have on a marriage right now? None.
Wait. But
until they're making sweet, sweet love, and he's thinking about the 30
other
guys.
Well, that's his problem.
No, because see here, put it this way. I'll just tell you from my experience. I've been married for 5 years.
Yeah.
I've had multiple partners, and she hasn't. And she told me that she'd rather have just not known, because then all of a sudden she's thinking about, well, exactly. Am I into the other?
Yeah. But well, hold on. But are you ashamed of having multiple partners? Why do we say that this wife is ashamed just because she had some fun?
She might be proud of it.
Right.
Well, sure. But you might be proud of it until all of a sudden you know, if you've had multiple partners, there's at least one or two. You're like, oh, no.
Well,
sure, but Beyonce's
again,
not
I don't understand what that has to do with today. It's just, who cares?
No, that's what I'm saying, is it doesn't matter, but he's got a conversation piece. If it bothers him that much, just have a conversation.
I would think, every time I look at her, I would think, what else is she hiding?
Oh, right.
What other horrible things?
And there was never any trust to begin with.
Maybe so she was a convict, too. Yeah.
She's been obviously a great wife for 8 years.
That, why are they married?
Yeah.
He didn't know.
He's a bad husband.
So now that he knows,
she's a liar. That's why they're married, is because she's a liar.
Eli, I'm going to let
you. Doesn't love conquer all?
Well, no, I will not agree with that.
Oh, that's adorable.
But in this case, it's just none of his business.
She's been getting a lot of loving.
Buddy, we got to run. Thank you for your call,
Eli. A lot of conquering.
Poor Dave. I feel bad for that guy.
So our first call was Sandy, and she said she was going to the library to print up the divorce papers.
Yeah.
Maybe she should print up two sets. Mm-hmm.
One for Dave.
Shayla.
Three for Jeremy.
No, I'm fine. We're open books.
You know, Shayla is cold for Nicole.
We are open books.
Code for Nicole.
I got $10,000 that says that Nicole has information that she will never tell you.
Oh, not a chance in hell. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
God.
Give me your 10 grand right now, cowboy.
Chris, you know I'm right, don't you?
Jeremy's side. Chris knows me.
Well, that's because you're nosy too, though.
No, it's because what he just said, I think it boils down to, if you didn't tell me that, what else are you not going to tell me that you don't want me to know? Open book is the best way.
Yeah, just get it out there.
I would be that person on the other side who, if I was getting the talk from my significant other, like Jeremy's mouthing off, I would say, I don't need some controlling, nosy SOB like you in my life. I'll go find somebody who loves me for who I am today.
Dang.
Yeah. So why don't you go control somebody else's
path? I'm not controlling. Quit saying
that. And then you'll put your pants on and huff out. Dumb.
Probably struggling. Trip on the
floor.
Grab your blouse.
Dom, just saying, you could have both. You could know about somebody's past, respect their past, and respect
whatever
their present.
You go,
you
girl, Tom. You
both.
Go, girl.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.